Richard Nixon was in the White House and Linwood Holton was in Virginia's executive mansion when Congress sent the Equal Rights Amendment to the states for ratification. The effort lagged for decades, but earlier this year, Illinois became the 37th state to ratify the ERA. Now, leaders on both sides of the argument are targeting Virginia as the potential 38th state, the magic number needed to put the ERA over the top and add it to the Constitution. Victoria Cobb at the Family Foundation says opponents are intensifying their efforts in Virginia.
There's no question that the silent player in the ERA is abortion, and that is why our efforts to oppose it have intensified.
But Democratic delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy says Virginia has been on the wrong side of history too long.
Virginia fought against women's right to vote, desegregation, interracial marriage. Now is our time to rectify an error in the Constitution where women can actually be protected under the law and treated as equals to men.
That's why she plans on introducing a resolution in the next General Assembly to pass the ERA. A debate that's certain to become one of the hottest political arguments when lawmakers return to the Capitol. I'm Michael Pope.